ဒီနေ့2018ခုဖေဖော်ဝါရီလ20ရက်ဘုဒ္ဓဟူးအင်းအင်္ဂါနေ့
Today is the 20th of February 2018. Today is Tuesday.
ဒီနေ့အဘိဗိဇံယာမေတ္တာယောဂီတို့ဟာမေတ္တာဇံအကြောင်းကိုဟောပေးမယ
် Sayadaw will talk today about the metta jhanas, the metta absorptions to the international meditators.
ပထမဆုံးဇံရဲ့အကြောင်းကိုပြောပြမယ
် First of all, Sayadaw will talk about the jhana absorption.
ဇာနာဇံဆိုတာအာယုန်တကူထဲမှာစိတ်ကစူးစိုက်နစ်ဝင်ပြီးနစ်မြုပ်ပြီးနေတဲ့သဘောကိုပါဠိတော်ဇာနာဒီလိုခေါ်တယ
် What we call jhana this is a deeply this is a state ofDeep absorption of the mind. When the mind is deeply absorbed into the object, this is what we call jhana, absorption.
Metta bore yogi mya so yin naw abagan ayun ne ma mimi ye metta sei ga nit myauk bi ni ti nyei bi ni su sai bi needed the ball jhana jhan lo ko
and in the course of metta meditation practice then the jhana absorption refers to that state when the metta mind is completely absorbed into the object of one's metta meditation this is then what we call the jhanaBased on metta.
ဘာကံအယုံနဲ့မှာမိမိရဲ့မေတ္တာစိတ်ကနစ်မြုပ်ပြီးနေစူးစိုက်ပြီးနေတဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်စဉ်းစားစိတ်စိတ်ကူးစိတ်တွေလည်းမရှိဘူ
း And when the metta mind is completely absorbed into the object of one's metta meditation, deeply absorbed, like the object of metta meditation is the person or beings we have chosen. So when the mind is deeply absorbed in that object, then there is no thinking mind. There is no wandering mind.
Lobha, dosa, sare, akusu, kilita, seiti le, ma phit daw.
So unwholesome mental states,starting with lobha, dosa, and so on, they do not happen in that state. And then for a long time, there is only, or there are only, metta minds.
တချို့ဆိုလို့ရှင်လည်း15မိနစ်မိနစ်20နာရီဝက်စသဖြင့်အဲမေတ္တာစိတ်တွေကြီးတဲ့ဖြစ်ပြီးနေတာ
and some meditators can stay in that state when there are only moments of metta minds without any other distractions or defilements so some meditators can stay in that state for 5 or 10 minutesor for 15 minutes, or 20 minutes, or for half an hour.
Zan zai ka te biro ma sin che de bu su lo yin no ja ja ma da ka de li thwa si nu zai de lu ki de da sai ka de li phit phit la de le da le khana le be pi yin metta sai de be pyan phit twa
however when this deeply concentrated state is not yet very pure, then it can happen that a wandering mind can arise, that a defilement can arise, but however, that only happens for a short, that's a short thought that comes up, and these thoughts, they quickly disappear again. However, when this jhana mind, the state of absorption, is pure, then at that time there are no more thoughts arising, there are no more defilements arising.
And
some meditators can stay in that jhana state for 1 hour or longer, and then during that time there is only the pure metta mind, only metta minds arising, and during this time there are absolutely no thoughts arising, no defilements are arising, no hindrances are arising.
That is Zanga Asin Mazin Shire.
So jhana, or there are 5 levels of jhana. However, in the suttas, in the discourses, the jhanas are divided into only 4 levels.
Dadamari agong magongu jibiro adu sin brahma san dutiya san tatiya san dilo sati pian dilo pain cha thara bo le.
So these different levels of jhana, they indicate a less deep concentration or a deeper state of concentration. So when the concentration is not yet that deep, then we speak of the first jhana. And then when concentration is getting stronger, then we speak of the second jhana. And when concentration gets even stronger, then that's the third jhana. And then when concentration gets stronger than that, then that's the fourth jhana. And the strongest form of concentration happens in the fifth jhana. In the first jhana, there are 5 jhana factors. And these 5 jhana factors are vitaka, applied. Vitaka, initial application. The second jhana factor, vichara, sustained application. The third factor, piti, rapture. The fourth factor is sukha, happiness. And the fifth factor is ekagata, one-pointedness.
Medalia buamyalu.
So, when
5မျိုးတွေ့ရတယ
် So when we cultivate metta meditation and when we attain the first jhana then we can encounter all these 5 jhana factors are present
အဲ့ဒီ5မျိုးထဲမှာဝိတ္တဆိုတာကိုယ့်ရဲ့မေတ္တာစိတ်အပွားခံအာယုန်စီပြည့်ပြည့်သွားသွားနေတဲ့သဘောလေးပါ
So the jhana factor of vitakka, initial application, that's the jhana factor that makes the metta mind go towards the object of one's metta meditation, or that factor directs, inclines the metta mind towards the object of metta meditation.
The...ကိုယ်ကဆရာသမားကိုပွားနေတယ်ဆိုရင်ဆရာသမားအာယုံစီကိုယ့်ရဲ့မေတ္တာစိတ်ကလေးဟာဒီလိုစက်ကလေးစက်ကလေးတန်းကလေးတန်းကလေးတန်းကလေးဒီလိုပြည့်ပြည့်သွားတာပြည့်ပြည့်သွားတဲ့သဘောလေ
း So if one's teacher is the object of one's metta meditation then vitakka is the factor that directs the mind the metta mind towardsthe object of one's metta meditation that sends the mind, that makes the mind go towards the object.
Vijara sura tabo garo ga ayumma yuwembi nire tabo.
And vichara, the sustained application, that's the factor when the metta mind is like hovering.above the object of one's metta meditation.
Now, piti sura ra nitthay mu tabo, vanta jinu re tabo le bo.
Piti, rapture, that's the mental, that's the jhana factor of rapture, pleasurable interest, or joy.
Dukkha sura tabo ga ra chanda re tabo, kaun ne tabo bo.
And then,Sukha, that's the jhana factor of happiness.
Ekagata sura tinyei ne tabo.
And ekagata, this jhana factor that's one-pointedness, or when the mind is calm.
Ko mitta sikliya, bhagan ayunvama, yan ni, di ni, kan ni, na ni de tabo liya.
And that's also...when the metta mind sticks with the object of one's metta meditation, the person who is the object of one's metta meditation, or when the metta mind rests on the person who is the object.
And Yogi Bhagavan, metta bwalu, metta patamazan yala bhi sulu jien, kuya siliya hu didi me biro, hu yao diyo me yao do.ကျင်းသာတန်စီကျန်စီစဉ်းစားတဲ့စိတ်တွေမရှိတော့မရှိဘဲနဲ့အဘွားခံအာယုံပေါ်မှာပဲစိတ်ဟာဒူတန်ကလေးတန်ကလေးတန်ကလေးတန်ကလေးတန်ကလေးအချင်းကြာကြာကြီးဒီလိုဖြစ်ပြီးနေတာအခြားစိတ်ကမသွားတော့
So when we have attained the first jhana then the mind does not wander anymore the mind does not go out anymore there is no thinking mind anymore but the mindis always in each moment the metta mind is staying with the object with the person who is the object of one's metta meditation
စိတ်ကလည်းအဲ့ဒီဘဝကအာယုံပေါ်မှာပဲစိတ်ကငြိမ်ပြီးနေတယ
် so then the mind is very still staying with the objectof one's metta meditation.
Now, Adiru Sikha Vangayamama Nyembi Saitema Vanta Mu Jinu Mulele Pshakale Pshakale Dilu Pshibhila.
And when the mind stays with the object of one's meditation, then there arises joy, then there arises pleasurable interest.Or rapture.
Now, Yogi Bhagavan, Bhavara le, Kaun ne, Mitta Bhavara, Kaun ne, Mitta Bhavara, Chanda le, metta bhava nyin yee de lo di lo khan sa la.
And then the experience of that state is that one the meditation goes well, and there is joy in the mind, there is happiness in the mind, there is the mind is calm.
And the vidya visara re shi ni de atwa ja wanta mu piti ro chanda mu dukkha ro tinyin mu ekagara ro atait do a ma kaung ni bu po.
When these two jhana factors of vitakka and vichara, initial application and sustained application, are present in the mind, then the strength of the remaining three factors is not yet so deep, or they are not yet so strong. So piti, rapture, sukha, happiness, and ekagata, they are not yet so strong.
Vidya, visara, ekagata, di dhammyo thujamu liri, nene byobhyame.
So now Sayadaw will further explain the three factors of vitakka, vichara, and ekagata.
Dago jangangaro byagong upama byabhi byore.
In the scriptures, it's compared or explained with the example of a bee.
Bhunyara yogi de tila miyala yengangu upama byabhi byome.
However, Sayadaw will take the example of a fly.
Alarudara yogi de byagongja mimbu yuma mimbu yengangu aro yichami mayan yedama yengangu bore yengangu ne upama byoma miyala tila yama.
Because here there are many flies, and you experience these flies, so you can relate to this example with the fly. So during the meals, you need to take care when you eat, because there might be flies that are resting on the food, on the curries. So first of all, the flies, they fly towards the food. And then they do not immediately sit down on the food, but first of all, they make some rounds above the curries. They hover above it. And then they sit down, or they go down on the food, rest there, and eat. So in this example with the fly, vitakka is like the fly flying towards the food, towards the curry. And then when the fly is near the food but does not immediately go down, but when the fly is hovering above the food, above the curry, making some rounds above it, so this is compared to vichara. And then the fly finally sits down, rests on the food, and then it puts its mouth and starts eating or drinking the food. So this state is like when the mind takes rest on the object of one's meditation, or when the mind is absorbed into the object of one's meditation, and this is the ekagata. And then so the mind is concentrated, the mind is calm and still, and then because of that there arises piti, rapture, joy, and there arises happiness, sukha. So during the first jhana, the factors of ekagata, sukha and piti, they are not yet so strong.
And
then this jhana doesn't last very long. Sometimes it's just a moment, just a second or two or a few moments. But then the meditators continue to practice metta diligently and sincerely, continue to cultivate the loving kindness, and with that the concentration then becomes stronger, deeper. And then when the concentration becomes deeper, at that time the factor of vitaka is no longer present. So that means that this factor of vitaka, initial application, which directs the metta mind to the object of one's metta meditation, so this factor is no longer present. So then one no longer needs to make this effort of directing or sending the metta mind towards the object of one's metta meditation. So then some meditators report in their interviews that when they cultivate loving kindness, that they no longer need to make an extra effort to direct the mind, the metta mind, towards the object of one's metta meditation. So they say that this happens quite effortlessly. So then that means that they have attained the second jhana. So then meditators can check for themselves. In this state, when the second jhana is achieved, this factor that sends the metta mind towards the object of one's metta meditation is no longer present. So then the metta mind effortlessly rests or sticks with the object of one's metta meditation. And so when the first factor is no longer present, the initial application, and then one has attained the second jhana. So the other week, one meditator reported in an interview that she was cultivating metta for a dear friend, and she said that it felt like this dear friend was getting closer and closer to her. And already after a short while, then it was like this friend was very close, sticking to her. And then she said that felt like when a mother hugs her child, so it was like the friend was hugging her, and she said like a mother who is full of metta for her child, so her mind was full of metta for her dear friend. So these are the signs of the second jhana. Some years ago in the Jamye Yeta Meditation Center in Mobi, when Sayadaw was teaching there, at that time there was an Australian meditator. He had ordained as a monk. His name was U Vimala, and this is what and Sayadaw had him to practice metta meditation. So this monk then reported in an interview that he was cultivating metta for the friend, and cultivating metta for this friend, it seemed as if this friend was coming closer and closer and closer. Coming closer and closer and closer, so then the mind, the metta mind, was sticking to the friend, to the object. So that's vichara. So, because the mind was so close with the object of his metta meditation, there was no effort needed to direct the mind towards the object, to send the mind or incline the mind towards the object. So this jhana factor of vitaka, initial application, was absent. So this is like the fly which is hovering above the food, above the curry, and so likewise the mind, the metta mind, is very close to the object of metta. And then after a short moment, it happened that it felt like my mind entered the body of this friend.
When I
So then he said, it really felt as if my mind was in the body of this friend, and it felt as if my body was not present anymore. And then his friend, he saw his friend smiling. And the friend was not only smiling, but actually the friend was laughing aloud, like making the sound of laughing. But actually it was Uvimala's laugh, his laughter. And he said it did not only happen one time, but it happened repeatedly, like smiling and then a loud laughter, smiling and another loud laughter.
And I bhonya balo ti ya ro so do na ma thai ne myama yogi ti yak ga shao de sia ro de a di nanga nya bu yi de ba tya thai ne ga tu pyong la lai yi lai pyong la lai yi lai lou lou ni de shao.
And a Burmese meditator who was meditating at that time, that meditator told Sayadaw in an interview that there was this foreigner sitting in the hall, smiling and laughing, smiling and laughing. And then in the next interview, Sayadaw asked Uvimala Ramsey, the Australian monk, is it true that you're smiling and laughing in your meditation? And he said yes. And Sayadaw wanted to know how or why this was happening, and then he told Sayadaw what Sayadaw just has explained. So in this way, it can manifest when one has reached a jhana. So then when one continues with one's practice, and then the factor of vitakka is no longer present, initial application, and also the factor of vichara, sustained application, that's when the mind is hovering above the object of one's meditation, that's also no longer present. So then with these two factors absent, one has reached the third jhana.
အဲဒီခါကျတော့ဝိတက်ဝိသရမရှိပြီးတော့ပီတိဒုက္ခဧကဂ္ဂတာဆိုပြီးတော့သဘောတရားလေး၃မျိုးပဲရှိတော
့ So when these two factors of vitakka and vichara are no longer present then in the jhana there are only three factors the three factors of piti rapture sukha happinessand ekagata one pointedness
အဲဒီကျတော့ပီတိကအတော်တော်အကောင်းလာတယ
် at that time piti rapture is quite strong
တချို့အချိန်ကြာကြာဝမ်းသာနှစ်သိမ့်မှုတွေဖြစ်နေတယ
် some meditators they experience a lot of joy and for quite some time for quite a long time
ပီတိရဲ့နေရာလဲအင်္ဂုံအကောင်းဖြစ်လာတယ
် soAt that time, piti has become very strong.
Piti is the word that says, say, 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 say.
So piti, this mental state or mental factor, that's rapture, pleasurable interest,
or joy.ဝိတ္တိအသိအကောင်းလာပြီဆိုရင်စိတ်တရားမြူးလာတယ်တက်ကြွလာ
So when piti becomes strong then the mind becomes very elated very bubbly
သိပ္ပိတိအကောင်းပြီဆိုရင်စိတ်တသိတ်တွေကြွယုံရင်တက်ကြွယုံရင်မကဘူးခန္ဓာကိုယ်တွေပါရုပ်တရားတွေပါတက်ကြွလာ
And so when piti this mental factor becomes really very strongSo then there is not only this strong elation in the mind, but it also manifests in the body, like that the body is elated or that the body jumps off the floor.
That's why the children say, let the meow de la ra miu ru, chirao de kan dra ta ra miu ru.ကာရီစံသွားတာမျိုးတို့ခေါင်းလေးရိမ့်နာရိုင်းနာမျိုးတို့ဒီလိုဖြစ်လာ
Or else when piti is strong it can manifest in jerks of the body jerks of the arms or the legs jerks of the upper part of the body or shaking of the body
ဟိုတနေ့ကဟိုမလေးရှားကရောဘတ်ဆိုတဲ့ယောဂီတကယ်ကြီးရှောက်တာကတော့သူပီတီကတော့သူပြတာကတော့ဟိုနတ်ပူးနေတယ်လို့ကိုဖြစ်နေတာကွာ
the other day a Malaysian meditator he reported in the interview that his body wasmoving, there were strong energetic movements in the body and it was like the nuts, Burmese spirits, there are special dances or they move with wild movements. Have you seen a nut dancing, moving?
နေဘူးလားမမြင်ဘူးခင်ဗျားတို့ဂျာမနီတို့အမေရိကတို့ကတော့ဘီယာမူးနေတဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်နေတာ
So if you have not seen the nuts dancing moving about in America and in Germany you have drunken people
ဟုတ်တယ်အတူတူဂျာမနီမှာဘုရားတို့သွားလိုက်တယ်ဟိုးအဲ့ဒါဘီယာဆိုင်ဒီမှာဘီယာတော့ပြီးမူးနေတယ်အကုန်ကြီ
း especially in Germany Sayeto says when he has been to Germany he has seen drunken people who have drunk beer and were drunken and so you know shaking and moving about
အဲ့ဒါတနေ့အဲ့ဒီရောဘတ်ဆိုတဲ့မေတ္တာယောဂီတရားသူပီတိဖြစ်တာလည်းအဲ့ဒီလိုပဲ
So likewise, this Malaysian yoga meditator, he experienced pity, and as a result of the strong pity, his body was moving and shaking. And he said, oh, I'm afraid of pity. I don't want this rapture anymore. So, yes, when pity, rapture becomes really very strong, then it's strong, it's powerful, and causes the body to move. Pity, rapture is also present in the first and second jhana, but it is not yet so strong because in the first and second jhana, the factors of vitaka and vichara are present.
And
so in the third jhana, then the factors of vitaka and vichara are no longer present. They are no longer kind of like a hindrance or are not an obstacle. And so then the factor of piti, rapture, can become very strong, manifests very strongly. So when one reaches the third jhana, this can happen. One can experience it in this way. And so then this meditator was asking, what can I do that this piti does no longer arise? And Sayadaw said, simply continue to cultivate metta, simply continue with the practice. So, reflect about this. You know, ordinary people, worldly people, in order to feel joy, in order to have pleasurable experiences, they look for pleasurable sense impressions. They look for nice visual sense impressions, or they look for nice audible sense impressions, or they look for nice food, that they can have nice sense impressions, that they can feel joy and elation. And so people are constantly in search of these sense experiences to make them full of joy, to give them pleasure. But now here, when a meditator experiences this joy, the meditator does not even want this joy anymore. So the Buddha said that this Dhamma Piti is the best among all forms of piti.
So then
if one continues with one's metta practice And when the concentration becomes stronger, then one attains the fourth jhana.
သရုတ်တန်ရောက်တဲ့အခါကျတော့ပီတိမရှိတော့ဘူးဒုက္ခနဲ့ဧကဂရာဒီသဘောလေးနှစ်မျိုးပဲရှိတော့
When one attains the fourth jhana, the factor of piti, rapture, is no longer present. In this fourth jhana, there are only two jhana factors. It's the factors of sukha, happiness, and ekagata, one-pointedness.
Adi jara yogi bhagwa, kuna lo vantara lo jinu ra lo lokta ri, shara ri, kona ri, paula ri, misi ro.
So at that time, then the manifestations of piti are no longer present, so then there is no longer this elation or this joy, there is no longer the movements of the body, the jerks of the body, but then the mind is calmer, there is sukha, happiness, and the meditation is going well.
The kanjara yogi bhagwa who tell him ama janya sai dia ma lu ro u thain bi bwa lai de so lo yin sai ga bwa ga ayun ne ma nit myo bi tu a tu bwa ni de lo ba phit de ku a ba ma janya sai dia ma lu ro u sai ga le nyi bi lo sai de ma le
So at that time, one does no longer make a big effort to cultivate the metta. It feels as if the metta arises by itself, or that it is present by itself. And so with that, the mind feels happy and peaceful. There is great ease. And the feeling is of the meditation going very well.
The kanjara yogi bhagwa, that metta dwejong shaosan ma ong belu le lu se, poa lu kong ni ra ve bia, poa ra nyeng chan ni ra ve, tapi ro le tu bi, chao nya sai diya ma lu bu re, tu adu metta sai diya, da zi da zan yi, pin ni ra ve, du lu shao da.
So then meditators report in the interview that they don't need to make special effort to cultivate metta. It's rather that the metta arises all as if by itself, and that the mind is very peaceful and calm, and the meditation is going very well. So then, in that state, the mind feels happy and peaceful, so that's the factor of sukha, and the mind is one-pointedly concentrated, so there is the mind is completely calm and still. That's the factor of ekagata.
That's the reason that the yogi is the middle of the sruddhasan who yau nira, ya nira.
And so this indicates that the meditator has reached the fourth jhana based on the metta practice.
And metta bore yogi mya ya nene zan lezen shire.
So a metta meditator can attain these four levels of jhana.
Metta boyin brahmasan ya nai ne, metta boyin dutiya san ya nai ne, metta boyin tatiya san ya nai ne, metta boyin saruddha san ya nai ne.
So when one practices metta meditation, one can reach the first jhana. When one practices metta meditation, one can reach the second jhana. When one practices metta meditation, one can reach the third jhana. And when one practices metta meditation, one can reach the fourth jhana.
Now, Garuna Boyan, the Padamazan, Dudiya, and Dadiya, and Sruta, and Liz,
and
Yanaina.
And also with the practice of Karuna, developing compassion, one can attain these four levels of jhana. And also with the practice of mudita, cultivating sympathetic joy, one can attain these four levels of jhana. But with these meditations, one cannot attain the fifth jhana.
Metta bhavayo, karuna bhavayo, mudita bhavayo ne pinsamadan mayanai bu.
So when one only engages in either the practice of metta meditation or compassion meditation or sympathetic joy meditation, one cannot attain the fifth jhana.
Pinsamadan yaji hin ba bhavaya rong so ro pinmeso tiya le ba de ga upikkha pinmeso tiya bhavaya.
If one wants to attain the fifth jhana, then what does one need to do? So among these four Brahma Viharas, then one has to cultivate the upekkha, equanimity.
And
so then with that practice, when one attains the fifth jhana, there are two jhana factors. They are upekkha, equanimity, and ekagata, one-pointedness. So when one attains the fifth jhana, then at that time the jhana factors of vitakka and vichara are not present. Also piti, rapture, is not present. Sukha, happiness, is also not present. So the mind is just calm and still. So as metta meditators, now you understand up to which jhana you can attain. And now you also can check which level of jhana you have attained. You can understand which jhana you have reached. So no longer to ask Sayadaw, which jhana have I attained? So you can check for yourself which jhana you have attained, and you can jump or you can fly. So Sayadaw will relate something that happened when he was young in his village. It was about a man. His name was Po E. And he had a tattoo on his leg, the tattoo of a cat. So he wanted to check whether his tattoo was so powerful, so whether he was able to jump. So Now, if you want to know and check which jhana you have attained, then see whether or not you can jump. So if you have attained the jhana, then when you jump, you don't fall down, but then you fly through the air. If you don't have attained the jhana, then you fall.
So
some Buddhists, they believe that when somebody has attained a jhana, that one or that person having attained the jhana is able to fly through the air or to walk on the water or to dive into the earth. However, this is not the case. In order to be able to fly or to walk on the water, one has to attain the abhinyas, the supernormal powers. So if one wants to attain the abhinyas, the supernormal powers, then based on the jhana, one has to continue to deepen the jhana, and then reaching these supernormal powers, yes, then one is able to fly through the air, to walk on the water, or to dive into the earth, or to read other people's thoughts. So when one so through the practice of metta meditation, so the benefits of this practice is also when one attains the jhanas, the absorptions, so the benefits are that one can live a happy and peaceful life, and one also one benefits other beings by living a peaceful and happy life. So when one is able to live happily and peacefully oneself, and if that contributes to other peoples in one's vicinity, if that helps other people, other beings in one's vicinity to live happily and peacefully, so should one practice metta meditation or not? Yes, so you know, people, living beings, in the morning they get up and then they start to move, to do things. And why or what are they doing? So, what? coffee
for example. ဘာပဲလို့လို့မင်းရနောက်ချုပ်လိုက်လို့ချင်းချမ်းသာခြင်းလို့လုပ်နေကြတာပဲ။ချမ်းသာခြင်းလို့လှူချနေကြတာချမ်းသာခြင်းလို့အလုပ်လုပ်နေကြတာ
Yes, people, they move, they engage in activities because they want to live happily and peacefully. So, when people are asked why they engage in all these activities, they say because they want to be happy. They search happiness.So now you meditators, why do you practice metta? You want to be happy. So, when people...think they are happy, that's not really real happiness. But now, through the practice of metta, you experience real happiness. You're really happy, true happiness. And so, people wanting to live happily, searching happiness, so they engage in all different kinds of activities, and in search of their own happiness, they cause a lot of suffering to other people, to other beings. And so when you engage in metta practice, so then through this practice you yourself experience happiness and peace, and based on that, you do not harm or hurt other beings, you do not cause suffering.To other beings. And so, among the different kinds of happiness, the Dhamma happiness, the Dhamma derived from metta, that's the best happiness. So then one experiences happiness and peace oneself. Also others can live happily and peacefully. And with this kind of happiness, one does not cause any suffering to others. So if you really want real happiness,and peace, pure happiness and peace, then you should engage in metta meditation.
Metta balu, metta agong lali, bawa nyi chan lali, metta agong lali, bawa bumu nyi chan lali, metta agong lali, bawa alum alum chan lali, dilu piala.
So, the more you practice metta, the more you cultivate loving kindness,the more you will experience happiness and peace in your life. So according to the strength of your metta practice, of your loving kindness, then you experience the happiness and peace in your life. The stronger the metta practice is, the more happiness and peace will arise in your life. So may all of you meditators wanting to live a happy and peaceful life continue to engage in the metta meditation practice, And so may you become virtuous people with a happy and peaceful mind.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.